there's no condemnation to them in Christ Jesus who walk every day in the Lord.
Well, I've got a title this evening for our teaching, and we're calling this, It's What God Pours Through Us. It's what God pours through us. And I'm basing our teaching tonight on John chapter 7 and verse 38, which we know very, very well. And here he's speaking in the context of the promise of the Holy Spirit to come. And in verse 8, he says, "He who believes in me, as the scriptures has said, out of his heart or his belly will flow rivers of living water." Out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. So, going straight into this, it opens up then with this verse, "He that believes." And it simply means to be persuaded. That is what our belief is about. That is our faith. We are persuaded by what we hear, what we read in the Word of God. It also means to place confidence. So it's not only being persuaded in that which we hear, but we also have a confidence in that which we hear. So we're not doubtful or we're shy or cow away. We have a confidence about us with regard to that which we believe in. Or it can also mean to commit to one's trust. So there are some of the analogies that I've given in the Greek with regard to he that believes, that we are persuaded, that we commit to one's trust. We trust totally, completely, implicitly in the Word of God, the revealed Word of God to us. Now, let's just look at some scriptures which to confirm what we're looking about here. We're calling our teaching today, It's What God Pours Through Us. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 13. Matthew chapter 8. And we'll look at verse 13. "Then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you. And his servant was healed that same hour." There is what it means, he that believes. In other words, a centurion, a man also under authority, which he saw the same with Jesus, he said, "Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you." In other words, it's the same Greek understanding in John 7, where he's completely persuaded, he's absolutely confident, he has committed all his belief, his trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and as a result of that, his servant was made whole. So, in other words, his faith enabled what he was asking for to be credited to him. And that is why that mustard seed of faith is absolutely paramount. Because even that mustard seed of faith, which Jesus said will move mountains, it means that your faith, your belief, your being persuaded, it is credited to you. In other words, when we have credited, it's put into our account. And so likewise, this is what our faith does. It's given to you. It's credited to you. And that's where God is getting us to with regard to our belief, our faith. And so, going back to John 7, it says, out of his heart or his belly shall flow these rivers of living water. So, what is our understanding then of out of the heart or out of the belly? We're talking tonight about it's what God pours through us. That is what I'm talking about tonight. That is what I'm dealing with. It's about what God puts through us. And I will explain this further on with this teaching. But out of his heart or his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now, this is referring to the innermost part of a person. We call it the seat of emotions. That is where our emotions from the depth comes out from. And this is where he says he will pour forth his glory, his power. It doesn't come from the head. It comes right from deep within. It's the seat of emotions. I will even take this a step further. And this may surprise you what I'm saying here, but again, this is how the Greek interprets this. But with regard to a woman, it's the place where the fetus is conceived. The place where life is conceived within a woman. This is the idea of out of our innermost beings flows these rivers of living water. And with a man, it's even more graphic. It speaks of the lower region. It speaks of the gut area, the excrement. So these are very graphic details with regard to human anatomy to enable and help us to understand where, spiritually speaking, this living water flows from us. This, of course, I know is figurative speaking, but it's understanding how God pours out his spirit. In other words, this has got nothing to do with just emotions or just an idea or in the intellect. This is much, much deeper what we are going to experience and will experience through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, how God works. And again, I'm going to give some scriptures to just confirm what I'm saying here. For example, in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 40, for as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days, three nights in the heart of the earth. Here's this understanding, this depth. Like Jonah, we know, was swallowed by the fish and had 3 days there. One can't begin to imagine what that was like. But there, it's the lower part of the fish. The same idea again with us, with the human anatomy. Let's look also in Luke chapter 1. Luke, you'll like this one. Luke chapter 1, and we'll take it up from verse 41 of Luke chapter 1, verse 41. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed art you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leapt in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. What was happening there? Out of the innermost being. Out is flowing these rivers of living water. Again, let's appeal to this to John chapter 3. John chapter 3 and verse 4. Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born?" So the Bible, particularly in the New Testament, is filled with this sort of scripture, this analogy of it coming deep within the womb or the gut region of a being. This is, we're talking about these rivers of living water. Now, this idea of living water means life. It is alive, these living waters. Living waters also refer to as blessings. These living waters also speak of something that is fresh, is new, like the new fresh manna that he gives us every time when we come together. These living waters speak of something that is active, that is moving. Not only that, but it speaks also of that which is powerful. So again, these are all ideas of living water. Luke, let's turn to Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4 and verse 4. But Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." What is he speaking about there? The living water, the bread, the water. We know that this living water is also through the word that washes us. As we receive this manna, this bread, it's also a washing, a cleansing for us as well. And I believe that we experience this time and time again when we come together, when we get under the unction, the anointing, we are blessed by this. We only wish that more and more would come and listen. But the Lord knows, doesn't he? And finally, just to appeal to all of this, and our title this evening is, we're calling this teaching, "It's What God Pours Through Us." John chapter 6. John chapter 6 and verse 58. John 6 and verse 58. "This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever and ever and ever." So there's the promise. So there's the blessing of this living water. It's life. It's a blessing. It's freshness. It's active. It's powerful. And that is what he's put within us. Now, brothers and sisters, we should expect this. Believe for this. Sometimes we don't always see it, but it is there. So going back to John 7 and verse 38. So he says, "He who believes in me, as the scripture says, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." he who believes in me. In other words, you receive all that is in him. He who believes in who? In Jesus, in him. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about the one whom we believe in. And yet so many can miss that major point and wonder why things are not happening, or things are not happening in my life, or whatever it is. And here I read that Jesus says, out of my innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Why am I not seeing these this living water flowing through me? Why? Because it says, he who believes in me. Nobody else. Jesus. In other words, what he's showing here, he's anti-self. It's not about you. This isn't to promote you or I, to develop your profile, your CV, because that's all we know that the world does. The world out there is always promoting, feeding self. And it's getting worse. And he has come completely the opposite to that, revealing that these rivers of living water has got nothing to do about you, yourself. It's all about me. In other words, these living water is to make you like his son. How do we know? Because it says, he who believes in me. So that is what he's referring to. He's saying that these rivers of living water, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, is to make you like him. Now, if you want to be made like him, you're clearly going to find that the world will not like you. It will reject you. Jesus said this, if they reject me, they will reject you. So why should we think it strange or react or feel rejected when they reject us? Because the Holy Spirit is making us like him in order that this river of living water flows through us. It's interesting, but one saint said this: it's not to make us beautiful plum grapes, but to make us grapes so that he can squeeze the sweetness out of us. I'll give this again. It's not to make us beautiful plump grapes, but to make us grapes so that he can squeeze the sweetness out of us. And that is what it's about. That is what those rivers of living water are. It's as he squeezes, like with those grapes, you squeeze them and all the juice comes out, because it's there. It's not in you, it's in the one that you believe, in him. The moment you think that you have that water, that gushing water coming from you, you failed. You haven't. But as we put our trust totally in him, it lies in him. It is in the working of the Holy Spirit in your life and my life. We are only what God pours through us. And this is why we teach the deeper life. This is why we teach the cross. That we decrease, that he increases. That we yield over to the Spirit as he works with those areas in our lives. And it's, we are only what God pours through us. Now, brothers and sisters, we have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We can't even begin to imagine the blessing, the anointing, the power, what is contained in the Holy Spirit. When you deal with the Holy Spirit, you are dealing with Almighty God. The very Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is the very Spirit that has made you and I a new creation. It is the same Spirit that spoke the Word into being. And this world and these stars and these heavens that you look above is the Spirit that brought that into being. And that is what you are baptized with. And he says, out of you will flow these rivers of living water. Why do we doubt this? The problem is, it's exactly what he says here. He who believes in me. Most miss that out. Because they like the next bit. Out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. We like that. Oh, that's wonderful. That's powerful. That gives me goosey bumps. But the most important part of that verse is the beginning of it. He who believes in me. In other words, it's all about him, not about us. And this is why the world is not interested. Because it's all about Jesus. It's not all about what I can gain in this life. How much promotion I can get. What I want. God says he'll provide all of that. You don't have to strive for these things that the world out there is striving for. You don't have to promote yourself. Wherever God puts us in, whatever job he puts us in, whatever our calling is, as much as it is to a housewife, as much as it is to somebody else who goes to work, it's about him and what he pours through us. You see, God the Father poured out his heart through Jesus that we might be saved. Our Heavenly Father could give no greater thing, and he would if he could, and we're talking about Almighty God. And yet he poured out his heart through Jesus, his Son, that you and I might be saved. He poured out his heart that we can be here tonight in fellowship and be blessed. And he's doing the same principle with you and I, my friends. And that's why you can be a blessing. That is why your life is refreshing. Wherever you go, whatever God is doing in your life, whatever your circumstances, whoever you meet, you may say, well, I don't seem to say much or whatever it is. You have in you those rivers of living water. And they are there. And sometimes you see them, other times you don't. You see, water runs into every crevice. Water is an amazing thing. It can run and go into crevices and corners that you and I could never get to. And yet it can go into those little small areas. And that's what your life is. That is what your life is out in that world. It's not always the big deluge, the gushing thing. It's sometimes it's trickling into those minute little crevices. Into the crevices of people's heart that is convicting them. Where the Holy Spirit is speaking to them. And then you have the potential to pray and intercede like we do for our friends and our families and our loved ones. Because of what God has placed within us. Start to believe this. Start to expect this. This is what he has put in us, not about us, for his glory. So you are refreshing, you are a blessing. You are that running living water. And it is running and trickling away into the areas where God wants it to go. And that's why we've got to stop seeking our own satisfactions and our wants and planning my life. And we need to pour out our lives before him. Here is my life, Father, poured out unto you. Cause what comes from me to go wherever you want it to go for your glory. I am here. I'm available. Use me. That is what God wants. That is sacrifice. That is offering. And you can do no more and simply wait until God has a time in which he's going to use you and I. I'm reminded of Mary of Bethany, who broke the alabaster flask and all that fragrant oil, very expensive it was, she poured it on Jesus' head. And there was that indignation from the people and the disciples, and said, what's this woman doing, wasting this? This is expensive. Doesn't she know what this is? But Jesus admonished them. And he said, that didn't he, that what she has done will be a memorial to her. Jesus loved what she did. She just had what she had, probably nothing else. Yes, it was expensive, but she poured it out on him. And he looked at her and he looked at the people and he said, this will be a memorial to her, what she has done. She was pouring it out. You see, the Lord loves it, doesn't he, when we do the same thing. He loves it when we're open and we'll pour out. We're open to be a blessing. We're open to give. You can never, ever stop giving because of these rivers of living water. The widow that gave us her mite, she saw that also. That's all she had. But she poured it out to the Lord, knowing that more will come. You will never experience more if you don't start pouring it out. How will you ever know? You can never exhaust God. And we all of us have still to come to that place because we still have that fear, that unbelief, that what if, and so on. God will provide. God will meet our needs. You don't even have to consider it. Whatever you need, however big, however expensive it is, if you have a need for it, it is there. Expect it. Believe for it. Because he's promised. But don't be bound by religious works and rules. You see, what that woman did was not very religious at all. It was rather embarrassing, actually. And yet Jesus didn't see it at all like that. He received that. She was opening her heart, pouring it out. And that's what he looks for from us. But you've got to be surrendered and yielded to him. And the only way we change, brothers and sisters, as I bring this to a close, is when we bring these things in prayer before him. When we hear these teachings, let them be a means of taking them in dialogue, talking before the Lord, so that God can do this work, you see. My prayer always is that when we have the word of God given to us, that we would not only be hearers, but doers of the word. Otherwise, it's just been a religious meeting. And so often we get, yes, stirred up. Yes, we can get challenged by the word. And yes, it's a blessing and so on. But we need to live it. It needs to become life to us. And the only way it becomes life is when you go before your Heavenly Father. You pray. You intercede. You see, prayer births it into your life. See, the nature of prayer, intercession, is it births it through. In other words, what we're saying is that from the realm of God, prayer, intercession brings what you're praying for, requesting for, asking for, it brings it into reality, into this life, into this realm. Now, of course, how God manifests this is in his timing. You cannot tell God when to answer your prayer. Just believe that he has. That is the point. And so we find that as we believe God and intercede, so we find that in time God will manifest our prayers, our intercessions, whether it be the salvation of our family, our loved ones, or whether it is healing, or whatever it would be. In time he shows, he answers prayers both corporately and individually. And so all of this is so connected, isn't it, with these rivers of living water. It's what God pours through us. And when God is pouring his spirit, his life through us, this often quickens our faith. This enables us to be able to pray the prayer of faith. I always marvel when Jesus came finally on the scene and he raised Lazarus. He said, the shortest prayer I would think ever, Lazarus, come forth. And with that, he came forth. He woke up from the dead. Why? Because it was God pouring his spirit through him. And it isn't striving. It isn't trying to believe. It isn't trying to be good. Or all these things at times we try to do. No, Jesus didn't do any of that. He knew what he was with his Father. And God is doing the same with us. He's bringing us to that place in our relationship, our consecration with him, where we don't question anymore. We know who we are in Christ. You know your standing. You know that when you pray, you know he has already answered you. I believe he's working that with us. And part of this experience will be when God pours those rivers of living water through us. We won't have to try, won't have to work at it, it just will happen. And that's what we want. For it's not by might nor by power, it is by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Father, we thank you for exhorting us this evening. Lord, we are more and more learning that it's not anything about us. It's about he who believes in me, as we have read this evening. And Father, when we get that right, then as you have shown clearly this evening, out of our hearts, our bellies, will flow these rivers of living water. and how, Lord, this living water is so desperately needed in this corrupt and sinful world that we live in. Our families need it. Those who you bring alongside, they need it. The sick need it. The demon-possessed need it. Oh, Father, we look to you. We thank you, Father, that there will be these greater works in the last days. As we simply wait and look to you and allow you to do that work in and through us. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
The Spirit of the Lord is now upon the captives free, to open prison doors and make the blind to see. The Spirit of the Lord is now on me. Open.